Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. The 1964 classic Mary Poppins was practically perfect in every way. Although Disney's cheery sequel, Mary Poppins Returns, is nearly a slavish remake, Emily Blunt is delightful. Mary Poppins Returns goes down nicely, with or without a spoonful of sugar. Jason Momoa is a likably lunky lead in Aquaman. Sadly, he has to battle a soggy script and enough CGI overkill to fill an ocean. He may be in the Justice League, but his movie isn't quite in the same league as Wonder Woman. Ben is Back is half of a great movie. Julia Roberts and Lucas Hedges are excellent in the story of a teen in drug rehab who shows up on his mom's doorstep on Christmas Eve. The first half examines some intriguing family dynamics. The second half loses its way as it morphs into an improbable thriller. Vox Lux is an interesting idea in search of a movie. Natalie Portman stars as a self-indulgent pop star who rose to fame as the result of a tragedy. It's ambitious, but a bit dull and off-putting. Saoirse Ronan and Margot Robbie give Mary Queen of Scots the royal treatment, but their performances can't make up for this historical drama's inconsistent tone. Shoplifters is a Japanese entry about a likable family of petty thieves. This award-winning and sweet-natured film is also sad, but it's a heartfelt and touching social commentary. Steve Carell stars in the quirky drama Welcome to Marwen, which incorporates animated dolls to tell the tragic true-life story of photographer Mark Hogenkamp. It's an interesting experiment, but a movie misfire. Also opening this week, American Renegades is an action flick about Navy SEALs and sunken treasure. Second act is a romantic comedy starring Jennifer Lopez. Bumblebee is the latest in the Transformers franchise. And Anna and the Apocalypse is a zombie Christmas musical. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!